Welcome to day 294. We are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Now, we learned at the end of yesterday's Mishnah that in order to be mevatel, to nullify Orla, if Orla gets mixed in with non-Orla, you need one in 200 parts. That's one part Orla to 200 permitted parts in order for it to be nullified. That is a very, very large shear. It's actually the same one that we saw by Kilayim. In order to nullify a forbidden mixture, you would also need one in 200. So says the Mishnah, Netiyah shel Orla v'shel Kilay HaKerem shenis arvu benetios. Imagine you have a huge orchard, hundreds of trees, and there's one Orla tree, one tree that's still in its first 3 years of existence and its fruits are off limits. The problem is, you lost track of which tree it is. You don't know which one it is. It's mixed in with all of the other trees. The same thing, you have this large vineyard and one of the vines is Kilay Kerem, is a forbidden mixture. It's off limits, but you don't know which one it is. Hareze lo yilkot. You are not allowed to pick fruits from any of the trees in the orchard or any of the grapes in the vineyard. It's all off limits. Let's say you have 200 permitted trees, or 200 plus, or 200 plus vines that are permitted in the vineyard. Shouldn't it be nullified? So the answer is no, because things cannot become nullified if they are a davar chashiv, if they are significant in their own right. A tree or a vine is very significant. It can never be nullified. So even though you have the proper shear, proper measurement for nullification, a tree is something so significant that it can never be become nullified. So you're really out of luck. It's a big loss. V'im lakad. But let's say you already picked fruit from that orchard. Ya'ale be'echad umasayim. Then it will become nullified in one in 200. Because once you picked it from the tree, a fruit itself isn't too significant that it can't become nullified. A tree is significant, but a fruit itself is not. And therefore, once it's in the fruit form and no longer attached to the tree, so then the fruit can be nullified. So if you have one to 200, then it can become nullified. Now, l'bilvad shelo yiskav milkot. That is assuming that you didn't intend to pick it for the purpose of nullification. Nullification, because if you picked it and said, listen, I know that all the fruits in this vineyard are off limits, but if I pick them, then they can be nullified. Then it won't work. Meaning you can only, this nullification works when you picked it, only if you didn't intend to nullify it by picking it. Because we have a rule called Ein Mevatlin Iser Lechatchila. You are not allowed to intentionally nullify it. Intention really matters by nullification. If you intentionally did it, the nullification doesn't work. So if you picked the fruit and you happen to have the fruit, now it can be nullified. But if you picked it for the purpose of nullification, then it will not work. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Af Yiskaven Lilkot V'Yal LeBe'Echad Masayim. Even if you did intend to take it off of the tree specifically for the purpose of nullification, you know that when they're on the trees, it won't become nullified. But if you pick it, then it can become nullified. Then it will still work. Why doesn't Rabbi Yossi hold of Ein Mevatel in Israel Chatzila? It's ubiquitously accepted halacha. So the answer is yes, he does hold of that. But there's a difference because usually that halacha comes up. Let's say we're in the kitchen and we have some forbidden food. We want to mix it together in order to make the forbidden food mutter. But in this case, no one would ever do that by trees intentionally. No one would specifically mix in a tree or lose track of which is the Orla tree or which is the forbidden vine, because what a loss that would be. That would be crazy to not make your entire vineyard us, it would be a terrible risk. So no one would actually intend to do that. And therefore, the halachas of Ein Mevatel Nisro Chatchila are thrown out the window because it's not a usual case. That is at least what Rabbi Yossi passes. We do not pass like Rabbi Yossi. That is Mishnah Vav, and now on to Mishnah Zayin. The Pasuk says, Va'araltem Orla so es pirio, that Orla specifically applies to the fruit. So the question is, what is considered the fruit? Says Mishnah Zayin, ha'alim, if you have leaves, they're edible leaves, of course, otherwise it's not relevant to begin with. So ha'alim, leaves, va'alulavim, or the shoots of a tree or a plant, ume gifanim, or the water that apparently comes out when you cut a vine, vasmadar, the buds, in all of those cases, mutarim, ba'orla, they are allowed, meaning to say that they are not prohibited during the first 3 years like the regular fruit. You are allowed to eat them during the first 3 years. Uberevai, we know that in the fourth year, you generally have to take it to Yerushalayim. You don't have to do that either. A nazir is not allowed to have any grape products or derivatives. This is not considered part of the grape. These things are not part of the pre itself, and therefore a nazir would be allowed to partake of them. Va'asurim ba'asherah, but they're forbidden by an asherah. Asherah is a type of tree that was worshipped as avodah zarah, and with avodah zarah, it's not about eating it. It's about deriving benefit from any part of that which was used, and therefore, in this case, all of those parts may not be part of the fruit, but it was part of the avodah zarah, and you are not allowed to derive benefit from it. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hasmadar Aser Mipnei Shehu Pri. Rabbi Yossi says, well, actually not. The bud itself is the beginning of a fruit, and therefore it's already considered a fruit, and therefore you'd be allowed. You are not allowed to partake of that during the first 3 years either. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hamamid Bisraf HaOrla Aser. If someone uses the Sraf HaOrla, that means the sap of an Orla tree, as a davar hamaimid, that is something to curdle cheese. It's a little bit stickier, the sap, than let's say the megafunim in the last case, it was like a liquid, that would help curdle cheese, and therefore that would be usser. Meaning the difference seems to be that the water is just a clear substance that comes out of the plant. Sap is much more substantive. Sap is more sticky. It's more similar to the fruit itself. And therefore, Rabbi Ezer says that if you used it to curdle cheese, then the cheese would be usser. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Shamati Beferu, Shamayim Bisrafa Alim, Bisrafa Yikarim Mutter. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer, and he says that I heard explicitly that if you did curdle using the sraf of the sap of the leaves, or the sraf, or the Sarafa Yikarim, the sap of the trunk, it's mutter, would be fine. Bisrafa Pagim Usser. But if you use the sap from the fruits themselves, then it would be usser, but Deshaim Pri, because that really is part of the fruit itself. So sap from the tree or the leaves is okay, according to Rabbi Yeshua, but not from the fruit, and that is how we paskin. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. That is according to the Bartanura, at least. Whenever I say that we paskin like, it's usually the Bartanura lets us know at the end of his perush who we paskin like, and that's usually what I cite for you. That is Mishnah Zayin. We'll continue with Mishnah Ches tomorrow.